Well, welcome back, both of you, to the U.S. Open and to Queens, New York. Serena, let me start with a few questions for you. Fantastic final in Cincinnati, and congratulations on yet another title there. How much momentum and confidence can you take from that tournament as you come into this one?
There's a lot of momentum that I can take from it, but at the same time, that was also last week, so I have to always, for me, I have to all think about this week and, you know, getting everything ready and hopefully doing well here.
I can imagine, because after the Australian, you told us you were thinking about France already, and after the French, you said you were on to Wimbledon.
Yes.
Marin, as I said, welcome back to New York.
Thank you.
It's certainly as great as a player to return somewhere where you've performed well. What was the emotion for you? Serena's done it many times here in New York, but when you come walking back through to the tennis center, knowing you're the defending champion?
Well, it's an absolutely new feeling for me, and it just brings extremely beautiful memories for me, the best memories I had in my life. And, you know, it brings a smile on my face. And, you know, when I was playing here last year, I was enjoying so much, so I could now remember those feelings. And, you know, with those enjoyment, I feel that, you know, you're always going to be better on the court. You're going to enjoy more, and I think that's the most important thing about the game.
How is life different on the tour, in the locker room, just in life in general, as a Grand Slam champion?
Well, it feels for sure much different, and you know, players respect me much more, but also that brings much more responsibility on me to perform better on the court day after day, and I'm actually taking that as a very positive thing, as something that is you know, giving me extra motivation for my career and for my future Grand Slam tournaments and tournaments in general. So really enjoying that, and of course looking to find my good form and to you know, find the right things that I was doing here last year and to repeat them again.
Serena, you're a three-time defending champion. We all know what's on the line for you here. I feel like when I talk to you, it's like when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter in baseball and you don't bring it up. It's superstitious. You don't bring it up. But everyone knows what's at stake for you. Is it possible for you to approach this tournament like it's just another event?
Yeah, I really don't have much at stake. I don't think of it like that. I think of it as having an opportunity to come here and defend my title. I love winning here. I love playing here. And that's all I want to do.
Who's the player to beat on the men's side? I asked our analysts earlier with the way Roger played in Cincinnati and Andy in Canada and Novak losing in two finals and yet greatest hard court player on the planet, most would say. Who's the player to beat this year, Marin?
Well, I think I would still put Novak there at the top of the list, as he had an unbelievable year, and at the Grand Slams events, it's a little bit different story than on the other tournaments. And you know, even though that Andy showed in last 6 to 12 months that his tennis has gone so much up, and he's very, very motivated to do well. And I think it's going to be definitely very interesting to see. But Roger is always the guy to you know, that he's going to be a contender here and at any Grand Slam, and especially the way he was playing in Cincinnati, it's, I think, great for everybody to see. And I hope there will be many more guys in the draw that are going to make it extremely interesting, and that we're going to have a great tournament again.
Well, you and Kei Nishikori proved that last year.
Yes.
Everybody had their eye elsewhere, and the two of you came through. It's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially at these last couple of years since Wawrinka won in Australian Open, that gave a bit extra confidence for everybody else. And you have this group of contenders has widen up, and it's more guys that are believing that they can win, and it always is absolutely interesting when it comes down to the later stages of the tournament to see, you know, who's gonna be better.
One thing we love here in New York is the big time night matches. Serena, how can you describe the crowd support you receive here, and what are you expecting?
Yeah, it's really great support. And the night matches are legendary here at the U.S. Open, so I think a lot of players love to play those night matches, and and get out there and just compete and have fun and just do something that you kind of grow up watching. I think everyone, when they watch the US Open, they kind of watch those night matches. So it's fun, and the atmosphere is fun. The support is great, and, yeah, look forward to it. Yeah.
We were saying it's the 40th anniversary, actually. It's been 40 years of night matches here at the US Open. Have either one of you been out to the court and have seen the new superstructure, and what's your impressions?
I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I did. I played there yesterday, and it feels great. It's the structure is incredibly well made, and I think it's going to be just an amazing experience for the players and for the fans as well. So we are looking forward to it.
Yes, as are we. We look forward to having nonstop tennis sometime soon. The two of you, I thank you very much for your time today. I know everybody in here does as well.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.